sweet smell of success, UCI scientists discover how to improve cognition by over 200%. In a newly published study, University of California, Irvine researchers announced August 1 that fragrance can boost cognitive capacity by 226%. The study, which wafted fragrance through the bedrooms of 43 older adults for 2 hours every night for 6 months, claims in doing so participants' memories skyrocketed. Such findings, researchers said, tie smell and memory into an easy, non-invasive technique for strengthening memory and potentially deterring dementia. Has the special privilege of being directly connected to the brain's memory circuits, said Michael Yassa, researcher, professor, and chair of the university's Center for the Neurobiology of Learning and Memory in a recent statement. Everyone has experienced how powerful aromas are in evoking recollections, even from very long ago. The study, which was funded by Procter & Gamble, involved men and women aged 60 to 85 without memory impairment. All were given a scent diffuser and 7 cartridges, each containing a different natural oil. Some received full-strength cartridges, while others were given the oils in tiny amounts. Participants put a different cartridge into their diffuser each evening prior to going to bed, and it activated for 2 hours as they slept. According to the study, those who received the full-strength cartridges had a 226% increase in cognitive performance compared to those that did not. Cognitive testing was performed using a word list test commonly used to evaluate memory. Brain imaging conducted during the study also revealed better integrity in brain pathways that weaken with age, and such participants also reported sleeping more soundly. According to scientists in the study, loss of smell can contribute to over 70 neurologic and psychiatric diseases including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, and alcoholism, and emerging data suggests a link between smell loss due to COVID and ensuing decreases in cognition. The new study was conducted based on previous research which found that exposing people with moderate dementia to around 40 different odors twice a day over a period of time boosted their memories and language skills, eased depression, and improved their olfactory capacities. The reality is that over the age of 60, and cognition starts to fall off a cliff, said Michael Leon, a UC Irvine professor of neurobiology and behavior who was involved in the research. But it's not realistic to think people with cognitive impairment could open, sniff, and close 80 odorant bottles daily. This would be difficult even for those without dementia. According to researchers, this was why they conducted the study while participants were asleep, eliminating the need to set aside hours for the study during their waking hours. The team announced they would next like to study smell's impact on those with diagnosed cognitive loss, saying they hope such will lead to more investigations into smell therapies for memory impairment. A product based on their study and designed for people to use at home is expected to be sold commercially this fall.